یار رہے یارب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں، یار رہے یارب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں، مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت، خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں، ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہو سرشار رہو، ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہو، اب تو رہے بس داد میں آخر ورد زبا اے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، اب تو رہے بس داد میں آخر ورد زبا اے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 دونوں جہاں میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی، دونوں جہاں میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی، جنوں انسوں حوروں ملائک، عرش کرسی چرخ و زمین، کونو مقام لائق سجدہ، کونو مقام لائق سجدہ، تیرے سوا اے نور مبین، کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، اب تو رہے بس داد میں آخر ورد زبا اے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائی کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ، نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائی کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ، اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر، اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر، چاہتا ہوں ہے میں تیری پناہ، مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں کو بد کردار و ناما سیاہ، مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں کو بد کردار و ناما سیاہ، تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب، تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب، بخش ہے میرے سارے گناہ، اب تو رہے بس داد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ, لا الہ الا اللہ, لا الہ الا اللہ, لا الہ الا اللہ, لا الہ الا اللہ. محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
جسے شعار ہم پہلے درشتن کا نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر, نفس و شیطان بہت جوائن فورسز, حال کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ, اینڈ دے ہیو ڈسٹرائڈ می. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر حال کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں, اینڈ ان دا ہول کریشن دیر از نو بڈی لائک می. مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں, گو بد کردار اور ناماسیہ. Evil, bad, with the worst qualities, worst character. And my record of deeds, nama, is siya. My record of deeds are black. In that also we should think that Kiram and Katibir are writing everything. All the time our report is being written. And sometimes we are like in ghaflat, unmindfulness, or tired, and we are busy reading wazifas. And when we're reading a little wrong, then we correct it again. It is like you are writing an exam paper and you scratch it out. Then you write the right thing again. Then again you realize, oh, no, this also I wrote wrong. Sometimes we're reading Yasin Sharif, we'll end up in Tabarak al-Ladhi. And then from Tabarak al-Ladhi, we're ending up somewhere else again. And all that, so we are all, our paper is getting messed, it's being written. And if your examiner, he gets your paper and he says, oh, it's scratched off here, there. And then doesn't like such a paper, a neat paper. So therefore, when we do our wazayif, etc., we should give quality time, our most precious time, not when we are sleepy, even our zikr. How many of us we make zikr, we fall asleep, etc.? So we made little half zikr, and we slept half, and all this is being written, recorded all the time. So our record of deeds must not be black, dama, isiya. Nafsa shaitan dhuna nimit kar hai kya hai mujh ko taba. Eh mere maula, meri madad ka. Oh my Allah, maula is your guardian, your friend. Wali yul umur, who is in charge of all your matters. But wali yul umur. And who is our guide? He is our Mawla. Eh, Meri Mawla, Meri Madad Kar, help me, I seek your help. That I'm being attacked by Nafs and Shaitan. And both of them have joined forces. My defense is only you, O Allah. In the time of Harun al-Rashid, some crooks, three crooks got caught stolen. As fear, middle of the night. So the police caught them, were taking them to the police station. One of them escaped. So in their report, they had written initially there were three crooks. Now when they come to the police station, according to their report, they have to have three. But now one escaped, they couldn't catch it, so they only had two. So some poor Allah was walking, they caught him, they put him one. Police worked like this. And he was not involved in anything, they just put him well. So he said, what did I do? He said, you did nothing. But our effort show we have to have three people. When we get to the police station, we have to present three people there. So they went. So those other two were seasoned crooks, old professionals. They had all their contacts also. So they found their contacts, the lawyers, whoever, they came, bailed them out, they went home. And this was poor Lavana. He had no contacts, so he was in the jail. So he made dua to Allah. But Ya Allah, their contacts took them out. You are my contact. You take me out. So Allah Ta'ala, let Harun al-Rashid see a dream. Immediately at that time, middle of the night, they go to the police station and with your whole entourage of ministers. And there is one person and he gave great carpet treatment and safety. So that is Mahavibhoda. Here we have the who may be Madhatka. So, and our enemies, Napsa and Chaitan, they are attacking us. They've joined forces. They've united to attack us. And we got no one to defend us. So it's only you, O Atma. Emeri Maura, tu meri Madhatkar, Chahta ho, Teri Pana. Mutsa khalkane koi nahi. Govat kirdar ko nama siya. I admit, I'm the worst in that entire creation. And my record of deeds is black, black, black. There is nothing there. Tu bhi magar kaffar hai ya Rab. And you are kaffar, you are most forgiving of Allah. Tu bhi magar kaffar hai ya Rab. Chahta hu me teri pana. I seek your protection. Pana, that you come in the refuge of Allah. You come in the protection of Allah Ta'ala. Our Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Andar Shah Sahib, the son of the great Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali, yeah, on the minbar, yeah, he explained to us that if a person commits a guna, he's sinful, then according to the terminology of the Quran, he's classified as a zalim. The Quran calls a sin generally a zalim. You are a sin, you are a zalim. So you say it's no big problem. You just make tawbah and istighfar. You will find Allah Ta'ala to be ghafir. Yes. That you are zalim, Allah is ghafir. He forgives us. And it comes in the hadith, Allah stretches out His hand by the day to forgive the sinners of the night. And He stretches out His hand at night to forgive the sinners of the day. Of course, Allah hasn't got any physical hand. Allah's mercy that Allah forgives in such a gross amount, Allah Ta'ala forgives. And if you commit lot of sins all the time, you are a great sinner, then the degrees of comparison, good, better, best, tall, taller, tallest. So you were zalim, now you became zallam. Lot of gunas you are committing. One is just a person who occasionally commits a guna. But now you are zannam, a person who is committing guna all the time. He said that also, nothing much to worry about. You just turn to tawbah and istighfar. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Allah forgives great, great amounts. So if you are zani, Allah is ghafir. If you are zannam, Allah is ghaffar. Tu bhi magar ghaffar hai ya Rab. That you are forgive, you forgive also so greatly. And when a person commits in Arabic, there is one muntahal jumu. Not only the plural, in English we have singular and plural. In Arabic we have singular, dual, plural, and the great plural. Muntahal jumu. So if you are very, very, very great sinner, so that is zalum. There is mubalagha, very great amount. So even if you are zalum, also no problem. All you have to do, tawbah and istighfar. You will find Allah Ta'ala to be ghafoor. So if you are zalim, Allah is ghafir. If you are zallam, Allah is ghaffar. If you are zalum, Allah is ghafoor. And ghafoor also is mubalagha. That Allah Ta'ala forgives in great, great amounts. And then again, Allah Ta'ala declared Himself, He's not only Ghafoor, Ghafoorur Rahim. That He forgives and after that He showers His mercy on that person. Yeah, if perhaps somebody who really did something bad to you, you say, I forgive you, but please, if you don't come in front of me, I can't. And you remind me of all the wrong you did. That's if you forgive. Otherwise, normally people don't forgive also. But Allah Ta'ala, after forgiving, Allah Ta'ala showers His mercy on that person. If a person has been found guilty of some big crime and is given the death penalty and he asks for clemency from the state president, the prime minister, and they grant him clemency also. And for that also, it won't be you just ask now and you get it now. What the procedure it will be. And in most cases you'll need how many lawyers, how many contacts before you can, if they will grant you your clemency. Yeah, but by Allah, you don't need no lawyer. you just go directly to Allah. And you ask Him sincerely. And you don't have to wait 6 months, 6 years. Immediately. Allah Ta'ala will grant you clemency. And when Allah Ta'ala grants you, forgives you, if the government, the state president granted you clemency, and it doesn't mean it never ever will they say, okay, we grant you clemency, and we're giving you 3 filling stations also. And we're giving you 3 blocks of flats also. And we're giving you so many supermarkets also. And we're giving you so many farms also. That will never ever happen. But when Allah grants clemency, together with that, Rahim. Then Allah showers His mercies upon that person. Like we read last night in Hazrat's Dua, that a person saw Salak al-Ghabar, a person who was an idol worshipper, maker, worshipper of idols for 100 years. When Allah granted him his tawbah, then he became the envy and the pride of the awliya. What and what didn't Allah bless him? And these material things are nothing. What spiritual things Allah Ta'ala had blessed him. So Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim. And why does Allah forgive so much? Because Allah is Ghafoorur Wadood. One time our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, he was busy making the khidmat of his Shaykh, Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, washing his clothes or whatever outside by the little dam. So Maulana came running to Hazrat and he says, Hakim Akhtar, Eke ilmi azim atahu. Allah has blessed me with some great deep knowledge. And from this also, you understand, one time Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Tabligh Jamaat used to come, that time Tropica just came out new. So Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali told me, they made this out of milk and it doesn't go bad, also address milk goes off. So Mufti Sahib explained, they work in this field, dunya's field. So Allah opens all those things to them. He says, if we work on deeni fields, Allah will open deeni doors. So a person who's engrossed in deen all the time, Allah opens that field. Like which mine you work in, you get that from that mine. You work on a coal mine, you'll get gold. You work on a diamond mine, you'll get diamonds. You work on a coal mine, you'll get coal. So what we work on, so these people, they were all the time in connection with Allah, deen. And then when you read Quran, Quran opens up to you all the time. If you are engrossed in Quran, you've devoted yourself. For example, this is a spirituality, this is much more greater and bigger. It comes with regard to knowledge. Until you don't give your whole self to knowledge, knowledge does not give you one bit of it. It is so independent. Until you have devoted yourself to knowledge, then you'll get a little bit of knowledge. So like that, for spirituality, how much you have to devote yourself. Then Allah opens these things upon a person. Yes, it also comes in the Hadith Sharif. A person who keeps quiet for 40 days, for Allah's sake, Allah makes the fountains of wisdom to flow from his bosom. In other words, Allah Ta'ala. And we get surprised how Kabir Buzurgs, what their malfuzat are, how they bring out examples, how they set things, etc. This all Allah blesses when you are devoted to Allah Ta'ala. So, on what was this?
Ghafoorul Wadood.
Ghafoorul Wadood. So Hazrat Muhammad Shah Hakim Wahadul Ghani Pulpuri, Rahmatullah, he said, Allah bless me with this knowledge now. And that also Allah gives when and who He wants to. Otherwise you read Quran all the time. But suddenly sometimes it just opens on you. Allah opens that. And perhaps for 1400 years, that also, many of our shaykh also, Allah says, this is that ilmi azim which khassani bihi abbihillah. That Allah gave it specially for me. That Allah, and Allah's ulum, Allah's treasures are unlimited. What didn't Allah bless all the ulama, awliya, atqiya who have come till today? But then, sometimes who Allah loves, special, which He did not give anyone else, He gives to that person there. So Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorul Wadood. Why Allah forgives so much? because I love. Loves. Wadood is also mubalagha. Is also in the extremes. Love. Wood is love. And the wadood is that he who loves very, very, very greatly. And who you really, where there is real love, you forgive that person. And it's easy to overlook. Where there isn't love, many marriages where there's lost love, then you find fault all the time with one another. And you can't forgive one another. But when there is love, easily you forgive one another. And you overlook big, big mistakes also, where there is love. So Allah loves His creation so much, that on small, small matters, He forgives He forgives a person. So, tu hi magar ghafar hai ya Rab, bakhsh de mere saare guna. Ab to rahe bas saadam e aakhir. Now, O Allah, till my last breath. Ab to rahe, from now let it remain, saadam e aakhir. Wird e zumaan, the wazifa of my tongue. What is my tongue on all the time? La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. And how much muraqabah a person makes with the zikr, so much that person will benefit. One is just the mere reading of it is also extremely beneficial. That everything becomes dirty, becomes rusty. And everything has got its cleanser. If you go to, you're going to want to wash your clothes, you have to buy some detergent. You want to wash the floor, clean the floor, there is something else. You want to wash your car engine, then there is something else for that. You want to wash the body of your car, there is something else for that. So, for everything, there is been made some cleanser. And the cleanser of the heart is the zikr of Allah. La ilaha illallah. That cleanses the heart. How much a person gives? Also it comes in a hadith that the previous ummah, La ilaha illallah, was not continuously on their tongues. For my ummah, Allah has made it easy. But we should think that how much is La ilaha illallah on my tongue. And the Arabs still today, even those who are far from deen, but they have by nature they are such. Anything surprising, La ilaha illallah. Anything happy, La ilaha illallah. Any sorrow, La ilaha illallah. Anything breaks, La ilaha illallah. So that was a trait of this ummah. That always, but each one of us, we should think, does even La ilaha ever come on our even just to make zikr, it's a problem. To sit and just repeat it 100 times is a big, that also how many satis write that we can't manage, it's too much. And in the first times, they should make 120,000 times zikr. So, and on a daily basis, and this is not very long ago, Maulana Hadraji, Maulana Inam al-Hassan Sahib Rahmatullahi. So that may be about, Hadrat passed away maybe 10 years ago, another 40 years, so say 50 years ago. Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullahi prescribed to him 120,000 La ilaha illallah every day. Then they should read this. And this is how these people became Hazratji. We want to become Hazratji with big amamas and topis and kurta. Those things are on their place, we need it. But the inner qualities make you something, not your outward dressing, etc. So these beautiful, all this ash'ar are so beautiful. Nafso shaitan, dono ni milka, nafso shaitan, don't both of them united. Hai, kya hai mujhko tala. When a person recites it, hai, that you are completely low. Not high that you are on a height. Yeah, that's high, that I'm completely destroyed. Kya hai mujhko tala, destroyed me. Nafso shaitan, dono ni milka, hai, kya hai mujhko tala. Mutsa khalq mein koi nahi. Is that the next line? This, I'm the worst in the whole creation. Go, bad kirdar, o nama, siya. Bad kirdar, bad character, the worst. And my record of deeds are also black. Tu bhi magar ghaffar hai ya Rab. You are also, but O my Allah, you are ghaffar. You are the great forgiver, oft forgiving. Bakhsh de mere sari guna. Forgive me all my sins. Tu bakhsh de mere sari guna. One line is left out.
No, so shaitan don't want to milk her high ki hai mujhko tawa. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر
اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ او مائی مولا مائی گارڈین مائی کیئرٹیکر آف آل مائی ورک تو بھی مگر خف اے میرے مولا تو میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ آئی سیک یور ریفیوج اب تو رہے بس داد میں آخر ناؤ اول نہ میک اٹ دیٹ ٹل مائی لاسٹ بریتھ with the Zubar all the time on my tongue, La ilaha illallah. We should practice this to try and read more La ilaha illallah. For anything, we don't make salam, we don't read Bismillah, we don't read La ilaha illallah. These are all basic things now. And then we want to, usually we think of the high stages of the Sufia, where they reach, but still the basics we are still very negligent. And these are the things that make a person. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Do you have got any other shahad, Yusuf?
The kitab is not here in the office, not the etymology of one another. Okay?
The beginning lines, Yaar Rahe Yaar Rab Tu Mera. Yaar, a close friend, a very, very intimate and betakalluf, informal. Yaar Rahe Yaar Rab Tu Mera, or Me Tera Yaar Raho. You remain my friend, you be my friend of Allah, and make me your friend of Allah. Ya Rahi Ya Rab Tu Mera Aur Me Tera Ya Raho Mujhko Fakat Tujh Se Ho Muhabbat Khalq Se Me Bezaar Raho O Allah, give me love only for you. And let me be indifferent to the creation. Let me not have any connection of the heart to the creation. Though Allah Ta'ala has permitted that connection with the love for the creation till 49% is our share, Jazamullah Khair in this day. Allah has given permission for your wife, even for your business, even for your house, for permissible things. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا The people of Iman, أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ Their love for Allah is more greater. So, less greater, Allah has permitted it in this ayah. Iman. So 51% if you got love for Allah and 49% for the creation, this is permitted. If your love for the creation is 51%, and if you love your wife, you love your children more than you love Allah, then this is not permitted. This is haram. But you love Allah more, though you have great love for your children, this is permitted. And the way to gauge this, to measure it, that how much, whether my love for Allah is more, like for example, your wife, your children, their dressing, or anything else, the wife buys a doll for the child, which got eyes in it, which is not permitted. And because love, you don't want to upset your wife also, you don't want to upset your children also, are you going to, at the cost of not upsetting them, you're going to upset Allah. So it shows your greater love is for them. But to set it right, that also Allah reward our Shaykh Jazamullah, has taught us that also. Don't become like now big authority and with the iron fist and you just take a doll and you burn it up and you throw it away. No, you can buy a more, better, expensive toy. Okay. Eh? And then you present that and you take this away. So, you nati bhi natute, saam bhi mari. Your stick doesn't break and you kill the snake also. That is the way. For example, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Panipuri Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, people are involved in sin, and you just go and lecture them, this is haram, all the time, TV is haram, Fashion is haram, this is haram, and you don't give them an alternative. So that they will become your enemies. Because people are in love with the sun at the moment. And when you, any person who puts his hand on your beloved, you'll hate that person. And unfortunately, sun has become beloved to people. So the method, Hazrat said, like a dog is eating a bone. What's it getting in the bone? Nothing. But try and snatch the bone from the dog and it will bite your hand. Because that's all it's got, it loves that. But all you do is put a piece of meat there. Without any bayan or anything, automatically the dog will go for the meat and will leave the bone alone. So present the right thing in front of the people. So your wife, your children, anyone have done wrong, clothing, your wife bought a dress which is not suitable for her. Go and buy a more better one, more expensive one, and give her that one, and then take this one away. But just like that, you just grab that dress, you, this is haram. How can you buy this? How can you wear this? How can you buy this for the children? How can the children wear this? And you become like a big authority in that, it's going to bring negative results. Even if you want to win someone over, use a way that you, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi says. See, Yusuf?
Anthology. Too heavy for us.
No, those that you sing?
Yeah. In English most.
Oh.
Transliterations.
This is... Otherwise I'll just translate it, Yusuf.
But see if you can. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu.
Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu. Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu. Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din main dua mangta hu. Ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din dua mangta hu. Ata kar de wo mujhko apni muhabbat, main uske siwa kuch aur nahi mangta hu. Ata kar de wo mujhko apni muhabbat, main uske siwa kuch aur nahi mangta hu. Hai naraz ki jis ki dozakh se bar kar, usi zaat ki bas rida mangta hu. Hai naraz ki jis ki dozakh se bar kar, usi zaat ki bas rida mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu. Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. اصل موجد دنیا کی خواہش نہیں ہے، میں بخشش پروزے جزا مانگتا ہوں، اصل موجد دنیا کی خواہش نہیں ہے، میں بخشش پروزے جزا مانگتا ہوں، کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں، میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا
وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم، معناه صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين، بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم، روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه الأفاف وفيه الجود والكرم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، قالوا طائركم معكم أين ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، لا عدوى ولا طير ولا حامة ولا صفر، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام، وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. الاستشعار
مش برادر يوسف عندك ما شاء الله.
In there, the Hazrat Khalifa,
Hazrat
by Athar. The whole family are poets, mashallah. The marhum father, all the brothers also. And this beautiful poem he has prepared, Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya mangta hoon. If somebody asks me, what am I asking? What dua am I making? Like many people ask one another, what duas you make? So, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. From Allah I ask Allah, that Allah must become mine. And once you got Allah, you got everything. If Allah is yours, everything is yours. And that is what we must endeavor. And that is the final stage of suluk, to find Allah Ta'ala. Starts off with tazkiyah and nafs, cleansing our soul. And it ends up with the love of Allah Ta'ala
finding Allah. If you got Allah, you have got everything there. Your Islam also now, Allah controls you. You become, as in the hadith, the eyes by which Allah sees. In other words, you only see right. You only touch right. You only think right. Automatically. Because Allah now is in control. Allah gives barakat in all your matters. All Allah's treasures Allah throws open in front of you. And you, that is when you reach that stage, when the small things of dunya don't matter to you. That is like example our Shaykh Rahimahullah used to give, that the state president, the prime minister, he is campaigning, whatever, and a vegetable vendor on the street corner is sending tomatoes, onions. Poor chap is just making some living, just hand to mouth is living. And the state president goes and steals 2 potatoes from him and puts it in his pocket. Can somebody ever think of that? What salary the state president, what is his position? And he goes and steals 2 potatoes, 2 tomatoes from the poor street vendor there. So when a person is a street vendor, by Allah, he takes from this dunya. Whether you are asking for the best motor car or the best aeroplane or the best mansion, these are like small potatoes, rotten tomatoes. And when you have reached that stage, you truly the state present, you take from the treasures of Allah. It is for that reason also, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, that Allah has given, made us all His beggars. Ya ayyuhan nas antumul fuqara ila Allah. And for that He gave us our begging bowl, that to beg from Allah Ta'ala. Now when you use this begging bowl to go and steal something, in a despicable, bad way, you stole something from somebody, and of dunya what you took, no matter how big it is, it's so small you went and steal. So Allah says this begging bowl was a royal begging bowl, to beg from the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah will put in your hands all what you asked. But you abused it. You did not use it. So the first penalty is that your one palm will be cut off. Your one hand. Now you left with half a bowl. Because you did not appreciate it. This bowl was given to you to take from the treasures of Allah. But you went and used it to steal something from dunya. Which was a despicable, a bad thing to go and steal also. And on top of it, you went and steal rotten potatoes and rotten tomatoes you went and steal. So you're not fit for it. And if you don't, beware and you steal again, you'll take your other half bowl also away. So this is how. So koi mujhse pooche, main kya mangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Ask of Allah, Allah Himself. If you got Him, you got dunya also, you got akhirat also. You got your outside ni'mat also, you got your inside ni'mat also. You have got everything. Koi mujhse pooche, main kya mangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaao uska. That Allah must become mine. Kul lana waj'alna laka. And that I become yours. There is a dua. Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayh, towards the end of his life, made in great abundance. Allahumma kul lana waj'alna laka. That in totality, you be ours, O Allah. And you make us fully yours. So this also is when that nafs is annihilated. Otherwise, nafs still goes to dunya. You want a nice house, that is important. Your food. And in fact, worse than that, sin still. You desire for sins. Many people don't want to make hijrah, give up their sinful life. They don't want to give up. In Muharram we learn that we should make hijrah. It's a hijri year, new year that came. So we should give up our sinful life. And in that, in suffer now, Allah teaches us all our superstition. Give up all our superstition that we have. All false and wrong beliefs that we have. And all people in which environment they are caught up, they are influenced by the beliefs of them. If a person lives in an area where there are a lot of Shias all the time, business is with Shias, friends are also Shias, without him realizing, Shia tradition and Shia beliefs will come. If you are in a place you live with Christians, and you mix with Christians freely, your business is with Christians all the time, without you realize your children are going to schools, and when they are attending Christian schools, private schools, in Joburg, many other places also, and where they are forced to sing the hymn, etc. And parents don't feel it anything. They feel, well, it's a regulation. And the children know they are Muslims. They know this is wrong, but it has an effect. The aircon has an effect on you. The heater has an effect. Dead things. And these living things, we are fooling ourselves that they don't have an effect. So whichever environment you find yourself, you don't realize, you get caught up in that. Whichever environment, if you have 40 friends, people who are in sports, people who are in business all the time, people who are in politics all the time, and you associate with them, all those things are going to influence you. Your way of thinking, your way of speaking, or everything it will influence. Therefore, if you have biased friends and in biased environment, that is what will come in you. So, in this poem, wo ho jai mera, to become fully, that Allah is fully yours. And main ho jao uska, and I become fully Allah Ta'ala's. Not this half-half. Wa akharuna, mix of good and bad deeds. خَلَتُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيِّعًا. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair, many times they waited this instance from Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayh, that if a person is living somewhere in a jungle and is drinking water from the borehole and no filter or anything, sand also is coming with that, but he is used to it, his body is used to it, and he lives by that. But one day somebody gives him pure water, then he'll say, this is water. And this we all explain, experience also. A person, for example, went for Umrah and he spent his time correctly. He said, oh, Umrah was lovely. How I enjoyed my Umrah. You go in Jamaat and you spend your time correctly. Oh, that was the best 40 days of my life. You spend your time in the Khanqa correctly, because now you didn't mix bad with good. You are only doing the good, you are getting pure water. Now when you're back in your normal life, you are mixing the two again. You are doing, you are making ibadat, tahajjud also, all other ibadat also. And you're looking at human also, talking freely with human also, and not making tawbah istighfar, doing business. You have to look, you have to mix with human, but no tawbah istighfar, no caution, and no limits also of anything. Now you are mixing, so now you know, though you're still making your tahajjud, and you're still making your namaz, but now that enjoyment is not there, because you are mixing the two. And when you get it pure, so this is when Allah, when you become purely Allah's, not half, not 75-25, not 50-50, purely you become Allah, then you get the life of Jannat in this world. And this nafs doesn't want to allow you to do, because nafs pulls you towards dunya, towards khayishat, desires and enjoyments of outward enjoyments of this dunya, nafs pulls you to. But if you break that barrier and you go through, and this barrier, it comes in the hadith sharif that hujibatil nar bishahawat, that the fire of Jahannam, the barrier around it is our desires. So when you break this and you fall into your desires, you enter into Jahannam. وَحُجِبَتِ الْجَنَّةِ بِالْمَكَارِهِ. And you this your makarih, the things which your nafs does not like, to get up for fajr, to keep rozas, to make tilawat, nafs doesn't like these things. This is that pen. You break it and you're in Jannah. As Buzurg has written, there are only two steps to get to Jannah. One step on your nafs and your next step you are in Jannah. So, وہ ہو جائے میرا, میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. That is my dua all the time, 24 hours. That, oh Allah, you become mine, I become yours, oh Allah. You accept me and you make me purely yours. Not 99% and 1%, purely you make. And you be, then Allah becomes 100% yours also. وہ ہو جائے میرا, میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. عطا کر دے وہ مجھے اپنی محبت, او اللہ یو گیو می یور لو, میں اس کے سوا اور کچھ نہیں مانگتا. If you got the love of Allah Ta'ala, you found everything. So you beg of Allah, effort also you make, your zikrs also you make, your pabandi on your farais also, and your beg also of Allah Ta'ala. Dua ke saath dawa bhi, everything we say, that for you are sick, you need some health. So you make dawa also, and you make dua also. So even for your spiritual conditions, you make all your efforts also, and du'as, don't neglect them also. Because without Allah's fazal and rahm, nothing can happen. So we have to beg Allah Ta'ala. Yahi mein raat bhi du'a maangta hoon. Ata kar de wo mujhe apni muhabbat, uske siwa aur kuch nahi maangta hoon. If you got the love of Allah, I'm not asking anything else. That is what I want. Hai naraazgi jiski dozakh se barkat. Allah's displeasure, there is also a very important point to understand, that displeasure of Allah is worse than the fire of Jahannam. In the same way, the pleasure of Allah is more greater than the enjoyments of Jannah. We are such that a person who has got some value in his life, who is worth something. For example, somebody calls you to his house, lot of entertainment, food, drink, everything there is. But he's unhappy with you. A person who hasn't got any worth in his life will enjoy everything. Well, if he's unhappy, let him be unhappy. The small things are more important to him than the love of that person. And a person who's worth something, he will realize that a person's happiness is everything. If he's happy with you, what he has given, yatajalla Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala linnasi ammatan. For general people, Allah will make His tajalli, will show Himself in a general way. وَلِي أَبِي بَكَرٍ خَاسَّةً. And for the Siddiqeen, there will those whom Allah is pleased with, He will show Himself also in a special splendor, which other people won't get. So the greatest thing is the pleasure of Allah. And the worst thing is the displeasure of Allah. Material things in this dunya, and even, so to say, the material things of Jannah, the food, the mansions, the hurul ain, the gardens, and all the enjoyments, they are all secondary. Fundamental is the pleasure of Allah. And that is what a person must get to. First is, ata kar de wo mujhe apni muhabbat, main uske siwa aur kuch nahi mangta hoon. Allah's muhabbat. Hai naraazgi jiske dozakh se barkar. And Allah's displeasure is worse than the fire of Jahannam. If a person can understand, if Allah is displeased with you, everything goes wrong in your life. And just the thought that Allah is displeased, even if Allah is giving you respite, you're still getting your food, you're still getting your house, your car, everything you got. But if Allah is displeased, that a person must realize is the worst thing. And we only become alerted when some material problem comes. Now an accident happened. Or now you got a heart attack, or now with the storm your house fell down, walls fell down, then. But we never think, is Allah happy with me or not? And that thought should come. And then again, what a beautiful dua we have been taught in the hadith. As humans, we can never know 100% is Allah happy with me, is Allah unhappy with me. There are signs, but signs are only signs. You're not for sure. So at such a time, make this dua, وَلَكَ الْعُطْبَى حَتَّى تَرُضَى. Oh Allah, I will keep on pleading to you, begging you till you become happy with me. Don't take it forever for granted that Allah is happy with me. That I'm a wali, I'm a buzur, Allah loves me. Never ever. That is a very dangerous and a very slippery ground a person is on. But if you beg of Allah, وَلَكَ الْعُطْبَى حَتَّى تَرُضَى. I will keep on begging you, Allah, till you become pleased with me. That is a safe ground. And that is progress towards Allah Ta'ala. Also at the same time, then think that, oh Allah, I'm walking around, I'm sitting here, I'm listening. My faculty of hearing is in order. My faculty of speech, my eyes are in order. For all this, make shukr to Allah. وَلَكَ الْعُدْبَى حَتَّى تَرْضَى. اللَّهُمَّ بِحَمْدِكَ صَرَفْتَ. All my movement, standing up, moving around, is all, I praise you, I thank you. It's only by you. Allahumma bihamdikan saraft, wa bidhambi itaraft. And I admit my faults. I'm the worst sinner. I have to be punished in every way with the worst punishment. But you have still kept me hale and healthy. You have still kept me happy. All my things are still carrying on. So in this way Allah loves that person. And if we feel it's our birthright, that I must have all the enjoyments of the world, everything must be found for me, it's not at all. It is a gift from Allah. And Allah loves that person who acknowledges it, understands it, and makes shukr, and the shukr also consequently in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. So, hey naraazgi jiski dozakh se barkar, usi raat ki bas rida mangta hu. I ask his pleasure all the time. Asal, the word, and we are actually in the poem, it's not asal, it is athar, the author of the poem. He is saying. But asal also means, so he's also correct in here. Athar mujhe dunya ki khaish nahi. I don't have the desire of this dunya, which is like those rotten potatoes, rotten tomatoes you are seeing. That is not my object in life. Athar mujhe dunya ki khaish nahi. Main bakhshish baroze jaza chahta hu. I seek forgiveness on the day of Qiyamah. If whom Allah has given forgiveness, that person has attained everything. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with these realities, to say this and to understand it, and with this feeling and with the understanding, make this du'as to Allah Ta'ala. In this ayat-e-kareema, Allah Ta'ala says, it's an ayat of Yasin Sharif, قَالُ طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. And many people say, this is you are unlucky, you got bad luck with you. One husband was in a coma, when he came out, his wife was sitting next to him. So she told him that, he asked, you sitting here? She said, I'm all the time. How many days are you in the coma? I'm sitting here. I've stood by you all the time, through ups and downs of life. How many times we lost our home? I stood by you. How many times you lost your job? I stood by you. Your health became so bad, I stood by you. So then he said, you're still by me? In other words, your bad luck is causing me all this. All this time, it is your bad luck. So it's not somebody else's bad luck. Your bad luck is with you. You are evil. If you got bad ideas, and you got all, you are distant from Allah, if the problem is with you, don't blame your wife. Don't blame the car. The sky is bad luck. This house is bad luck. Or this anything else is bad luck? No. You yourself, your condition. The people say jadu. Because jadu is the TV that is bringing all the evil in the house. And the TV is dadi. The internet now. And all that evil. That is what's bringing. There is no other jadu. All your problems in your life which you are ascribing to jadu and to other things, it is your own doing. And when you turn, and the starting point is when your iman with Allah becomes weak. And then all these things influence you. Then just a bang also has too much. Or somebody in our family, on a wedding occasion, one lady gave knife as a present. Finish. They make him jadu. Knife means to cut. They want to cut our Muhammad. Now your mind just goes to all. Somebody gives you a scissor, you want to cut our muhabbat, etc. So all, a person with iman, his connection is with Allah. And he knows nothing. His iman is la ilaha illallah. Nothing can happen. Nothing can have effect but by the will of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, in the time of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, had sent farishtas. And they taught people how to make jadu. But they told them it's haram also. And this was the test of Allah Ta'ala. And also Allah said clearly, jadu can have no effect but by the permission of Allah Ta'ala. So a person whose iman is strong, he doesn't have, jadu is a reality. It happens, witchcraft, black magic people make. But it is so weak, and jinn effect is even more weaker. Jinn are frightened for mankind. They run away from man. Just like animals, whether it's a snake, whether it's a lion, and you go in the jungle, if you're taking a walk, they sense you much more before what you know there's a lion, and they take their way, and they go away. They don't come in your way. They stay away from you. But Allah has made it in this way. They won't come for you. They will stay away from you. It's only if you interfere with them. And then they will come and defend themselves, and that also they come in defense. Or if they are really hungry, then they might attack you. But under normal circumstances, these animals also, jinnat also are busy with their own things. And people also, we feel this person is making jadu. People got their own problems. Their own problems not coming to an end. Where they got time to make jadu on you? But we just obsessed with it. This one is making jadu. And you putting yourself in a mental prison all the time. And you are locking yourself into that prison, into that cell, where you're making yourself miserable with these thoughts all the time. And these people who got this, that one is making jadu, that one is making jadu, all the time they are obsessed with it. And a person with iman is blessed with what's nur, and with what connection of Allah Ta'ala. And once you got your connection with Allah, what can any jadu effect you? It is so weak, it is so useless, it's got no power. But unfortunately, because of قَالُ طَائِرْتُمْ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنْ زُكِّرْتُمْ, won't you meditate? Won't you ponder about your matter? It is so clear. You just think about it a little bit, and then you don't have to blame your car, you don't have to blame your house. Change this house. It's a dreadlock in this house. Jinn in this house, etc. No, Allah gave you iman. Allah gave you ayatul kursi. Allah gave you adhan. What hasn't Allah given us? Or the greatest powers. So this month of Safar is to learn all these lessons. Make hijrat from all our evil and our trust in all other wrong things. Make hijrat from there and put your trust solely in Allah Ta'ala. Bal antum qawmun musrifun. But you are people, Allah declares, that making israf. In other words, in all your matters, you are going beyond the limit. Eh? You are, there is jadu, no doubt about it. But you making everything to be jadu. Eh? A person doesn't pay attention to his shop. Now the shop is not for running well. Somebody made jadu. Now he's wasting his time running to armies. That the business is not, you're not paying attention to your shop. You're not looking after your customers properly. You're not buying your goods. You're not buying the right lines. You're not paying attention to your business. You're married. You are starting to have extramarital affairs. Other affairs with other women. Now, that has immediately has an effect. You can be 10,000 kilometers away from your wife, and you have an affair with somebody, it has an effect on your association with your wife. Allah's system is working all the time. Now your problem at home, now you are blaming jadu. Somebody want to break up our muhabbat. It's no jadu, it is all your own evil. You watching TV, all that filth and dirt and the nahusat, which is more worse than stool and urine, all that is coming into you. Now you are feeling miserable, now you are feeling down, now you don't want to make your ibadat also. Now you are thinking of guna and sin. Oh, somebody is jealous, they're making jadu on you. This is all قَالُوا طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنْ زُكِّرْتُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ. You people don't pay attention. You don't listen. You're going over the limits in everything. So this is this month of Safar, which was known to be a month that there is no barakah in it, no goodness in it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is nothing like that. La Safar. The Safar month, what is the month? Don't blame the month that there is no barakah in it. It's a bad month. And for this month of Safar, perhaps still our some old ladies, they know so much, mashallah, about all these things, that it's a very hard man for the, a very hard month for the man. And men, they go through a very strenuous and a hard time during this month. And you have to give some sadqah, which is some 6 eggs and so many loaves of bread, and certain things which they fix from themselves, where it comes from or what, and they are so fervent on it, you have to give that sadqah. And so all these things, they are true mu'min. If you have made your ta'alluq with Allah, these things will mean absolutely nothing to you. They have got no relevance whatsoever. How much your iman is stronger, so much you will discard all these things. And if somebody has made jadu, the Quran, just tilawat of Quran is enough. Our five times namaz is enough. Stay pat and clean is enough. Be careful when you cut your hair, your nails, don't just throw them anywhere. Bury them. And that is enough. And if a person stays not even in a state of wudu, but just in a state of paki, he doesn't stay in a state of janabah, that is when shayateen and them, like you go to the toilet, that is where shaitan can have an effect on you. So you read your dua and you take your protection. So if we do all that, nothing can harm you. And even if something has harmed you, this prescription is here. You don't have to go to anyone else. No armies, and what funny things they do, and what their funny stories are. Just now in India, a non-Muslim Hindu who is whose mission was, he was an activist to fight against all this. In the Hindu people also, this is very rare. In all nations, black nations, Christians, and especially the Roman Catholics, they believe too much in jadu. When we were in Germiston, there was our muazzin, and he used to do also our amaliyah. And he should tell me there is absolutely nothing. He said, I am just making money all the time. He took, oh, two occasions they gave him free motorcars. Whole motorcar. And these were the Christian Catholics. And they built a house for him. And he says, I do nothing. There is nothing in all this yet. But this is how people are fooled. And they carry on being fooled like this in their whole life all the time. So, all people believe on you are being conned. And your money is taken away. Iman is taken away. They weaken your Iman. Therefore, for any alim also, some of the ulama say that we learn amaliya so the people don't go to the wrong people. So we can treat them correctly. But the best treatment is build the Iman. That is, don't give them ta'weens and that. And how many people, it's the belief that till you don't have trust on the ta'weens, it doesn't work. So anyway, must your trust be? Where must your Iman be? From beyond Allah, not on the ta'weens. So anyway, this Hindu, who was an activist against this, they shot him dead. Because it's such a big business. And if you speak against it, then those people don't like it. I myself am hated by some people. Because of the same thing. One time, in the office, very many years ago, it was a Sunday morning, a gloomy day, and one doctor came to me and he told me that one Amir has told that his mother is making jadu. Then he says, my mother, and you know your mother, you know what type of a woman she is, etc. And he was very offended. So I told him the easiest thing is lay a charge of defamation of character. It wasn't 10 minutes and the Amir was by me. And he said, what we diagnose, we're not 100%, we just make out something, etc. And the whole story came to an end. So how many things? One Mufti Saab from Bangladesh was famous in our country as Mufti Ji. And who didn't go to him? Whether it can be ulama, whether it can be Sufis, whether it can be Tablighis, whether it can be men, whether it can be women, and queues should be there by him. So anyway, and he used to tell the people, impress the people, that every day I go to Bangladesh, teach Bukhari Sharif, and I come back here. People got even more impressed. So after about 2 months, he came to me in the office. He said he needs a letter to support his application for a visa for the UK. I said, Mufti Saab, you go every day to Bangladesh and you go teach Bukhari Sharif, and then you come back again, just change your direction a little bit. And you don't need visa, you don't need passport, you don't need jumbo jet. You don't need anything. You, mashallah, you just fly. So like this, unbelievable what things are happening. How our women are being destroyed and our eyes don't open. And these things, we just sweep it under the carpet. Nobody will speak about it, but going to the armies is the law. And now even worse than the armies, all these doctors. And we will be surprised who is going to them. Elite people in elite places, they are visiting these doctors, and what funny claims they make. The adverts are what funny adverts they have. And our good people and spending huge amounts of money with them. These are inside reports. People who work with them, they have reported. And if you have to hear the names of who is going, you will be shocked that who is going to these people. And all this is weakness of Iman. And no effort on Iman. Jamaat, you start with your effort of Iman, and the perfection and completion will come when you stay with some Allah wala. A person who has genuinely got that Iman, this will rub off onto you. So anyway, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this, and we can sacrifice our billions of lives for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just for this one hadith, if a person brings this reality in his life, you'll become a die heart of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What, how he took us out from the abyss of darkness, from filth and dirt, from urine and stool, and he put us into what fragrance? what ruh hai hamza, and what beautiful fragrance of jannat in this world, our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If a person really brings it in his life, then he will understand it. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared unequivocally, yani categorically, without any fear of any contradiction, la adwa. There is nothing like contagious diseases. There is nothing like hereditary diseases. Hey, we doctors, good doctors will tell you, it's contagious. You must keep the patient separate, etc. Quarantine, they put you in. Hey, or the doctor first question, you got a heart problem? Your father had a heart problem? Yes. Your mother, your brother, hereditary. Hey, there is nothing like this hereditary. Hakim Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi explained this very beautifully. He said, what is hereditary are the habits of that family. Like in that family, they eat lot of, they have lot of ghee, or for example, lot of beef. Like in many countries, unbelievable the amount of beef they consume. Then you have lot of heart problem, cholesterol in the beef. Prawns, hey, where they don't worry about the masala, what prawns is. And you, we will be shocked. Actually, good people, they roll up their sleeves when the prawns come. And how they go, and prawn is full of cholesterol. Hey, all these things that we have, all these cholesterol things, etc. Steak, we can't stay without steak, etc. Hey, all this is all. So that is hereditary in a family. Those bad habits which you have. And this brings then the disease. The disease itself is not hereditary. And how beautiful Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained this. When the Sahaba asked Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that one camel was sick, it got a disease, it spread to the next one, all those camels. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked one simple question, the first camel, where did it get its sickness? If it was hereditary, contagious, it also should have got it from somewhere. But this is all, and also, which is very clear, wherever there is an epidemic, and they say now the disease spreads from one person to another, cholera, whatever, but how many people don't become sick in the house? If it was really contagious, everyone who is in that vicinity, all should get that disease and all should be affected and die from it. But everyone doesn't. There is a clear proof that it isn't. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, correct your iman. Don't believe that anything is contagious, that anything is hereditary, diseases. This is all from Allah ta'ala. And who Allah wants to save, He saves. And also it's fascinating if we study all these storms, typhoons, and hurricanes, etc. And also, somebody can enlighten us. They always give them a name. And always it's a woman's name. And really it works as though it picks and chooses who to destroy. One house is completely destroyed. The house next to it, and they are attached. Attached house, one is safe completely, the other one is destroyed completely. This is happening all the time. How it works, and if you see the pattern which they show you, how it moves also in a certain definite pattern it's moving. And as though it knows its target, where it has to go and where it has to strike. So this is all from Allah Ta'ala. So our iman must be only on Allah Ta'ala. And this also, we call it natural disasters. They are actually not natural disasters. Whether it's the fires of Australia, whether it's the earthquakes of Haiti, of Kashmir, of other places, and what devastation it leaves behind it. Whether it's the floods, whether it's the droughts, and Allahu Akbar, what? This is all on account of our deeds. They say global warming, or they say something else. They ascribe it to other things. But they will never ever say it's our sins. Today man is going into homosexuality, legalized. Prostitution, legalized. All these evils there. The gay marriages, legalized. One is a person does it as a sin, but the country legalizes it. The parliament legalizes it. So all these things. And it comes clearly in the hadith that in latter times, all these catastrophes will take place. And we are seeing, you not finish with one, and there is another one that's there. That one is not, and the whole world is helping there. And then there is another one. This is all on account of our deeds. So we should realize that our bad luck is from ourselves. Our bad deeds are, jaise karni, waise bharni. As you do, so you will get. Na maane, to karke de. If you don't believe, do, and you'll see your result is what you do that happens. Jannat bhi hai, jahannam bhi hai, na maane to marte hi. Jannat is also a reality, jahannam. If you don't want to believe, and that actions bring their reactions, then die and you will see. But then of course it will be far too late. When you go into the qabr, then you will realize that it will be far too late at that time. Wise is that person who opens his eyes, the eyes of the heart, and he sees these realities and he accepts them, his life of dunya will be made into jannah. So la adwa, there is nothing like contagious diseases, nothing like hereditary diseases, etc. Wa la tiyara, and there is nothing like bad luck also. That the Arabs, what this hadith particularly refers to, when they ever wanted to do something important, then to get a decision, should we do it, should we not do it, they should make a bird fly, a dove, a pigeon, anything. If it flies in the right direction, they should say there was good luck. And if it goes in the left direction, bad luck. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam negated that completely. La tiyara. That this effect of the bird's flight, there is no reality in it. It whatever it wants to, that's why it's flying in that direction. Today, common, every community, every nation have got different superstitions. With us, it's still quite common that if you're driving, especially at night, and the cat crosses the road, you're going to meet up with an accident. Allah's fazal, this happened to us how many times? But nothing happened, no accident happened. And also, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu teaches us that a person who, if the thought comes, shaitan brings the thought, that the cat has run, perhaps it will happen. What people, perhaps it can be, can read the dua, the A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi ta'ammati min sharri ma khalaq. Bismillahi alladhi la yadurru ma'a ismihi shaykhun fil ardi wala fis sama' wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. Turn your attention to Allah. A person with strong iman, his mind won't even go that anything can happen. But if, because as I said, your environment and your surroundings, people always talking about this, then you think perhaps it can. Though my iman is there, I know only what Allah decrees. But that little doubt shaitan puts, then read this dua and remove that also completely from you. So there is nothing like that. And in this, in our modern day, there are so many of our youngsters, modern, they are boys, girls, at university, working in top jobs they are. How they dress also, like modern completely. There is no real deen in their life, no real deen in their life. What is their deen? That if I take this road, I see things go right for me in my life. If I take that road, then I have a problem, everything. If I do go this way, if I go out from this door of the house, then everything goes right. And if I go out from the other door, I see today that day I have problem. This, there is nothing like that. In wala tiyara, all these things are included. And that is what they believe them to be, that I have lucky to believe in good luck. To be positive, Islam is encouraged that. But bad luck to be negative, Islam has totally removed that. We shouldn't have any wrong belief, we shouldn't be negative in any way. In all our matters, a person must be positive. And it comes in the hadith, al-mu'min al-qawi khayru min al-mu'min al-da'if. A strong mu'min is better than a weak. وَفِي كُلِّ خَيْرٍ. He is good in every mu'min. Even the weak one, even the sinful, but he's a mu'min. MashaAllah, he's got great assets with him. But a strong mu'min, that is, he is much more better. So we should have the strong yaqeen and iman on Allah Ta'ala. So, وَلَا لَا طِيَرَ وَلَا حَامَ the bat. When the bat comes out at night, many people with regard to the night, they got very lot of evil omens. Darkness, the night, etc. They believe in very many wrong things. So this also, there is nothing like that. Don't fear the night also. Though examples are given, like night is darkness, and like jahalat, ignorance. Like when you are ignorant of something, you fear something. But actually, the night, a mu'min should not be afraid of the night also. Allahu Akbar. When Egypt was conquered by the Muslims, and also we should understand, Muslims never went to conquer lands, and they never went to conquer people. They gave the people their land back again, but you run it according to Islam. Till you not fit to run into Islam, we will run the country. But we don't, in India, where the Muslims also conquered, and they had, but they did not conquer the hearts of the people. They conquered the land and they conquered the people. And wherever people are subjugated to another nation, a foreign nation, it doesn't last for long. Whether it's a century, whether it's 5 centuries, whether it's 10 centuries, but those local people will definitely revolt and take their country back again. But if you make them Muslims, they will now run it in their own country, but they'll run it as Muslims. This did not happen in India. And therefore, and in Spain, this did not happen. When they revolted and the people of the land took their country back, they brought their own religion back. In other countries, Egypt, it wasn't a Muslim country, Jordan, Syria, even the whole of Saudi Arabia, everywhere, but they won the hearts of the people. And when they own, they run their own country till today. Egyptians run their own country. But they are Muslims, we say it's a Muslim country. Though a lot of weakness has come, but we say it's a Muslim country. Whether it's Malaysia, they won the people, so you say it's a Muslim country. Indonesia, Java, Morocco, all these places, you want the heart. So that is what is important. Not to go in, not to this imperialist. And they, all the countries that they, what do they?
Conquered.
And they made them their colonies. Not that. But you leave it to the people. But you make them Muslims. You show them what is true Islam. So all this, when that will be done, then you have got no fear whatsoever and Islam will flourish in that place. And today how many hundreds of years have passed, centuries have passed, and those countries are known as Muslim countries still today. So that is one basic important thing, not to wean the person or the land, but to wean his heart. And to make him a Muslim, and that also for no personal gain, for no worldly gain. For he, worry for him, what will happen to him in his qabr? What will happen to him on the day of Qiyamah? With that worry you give somebody Islam. Not that we win them over so that we will get favors from them. Because we are now Muslims, they are Muslims, and they will give us some favors. Not with that ulterior motive, but Allah does not work in anything. Be sinless, genuine, and for their benefit of their akhirah, for the benefit of the dunya's life, that they live a good life, we have to give them Islam. So anyway, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared, wala hamma, the night when the bad comes out, and many with ignorance, people are influenced by that. And people fear the night. So what, if you have your iman made, then you will never fear all this. So when Muslims conquered Egypt, the river Nile, it used to flow, and they irrigate the lands which are all on the side. And the whole economy of the country depends on that. And the people here, they believe that they have to take their most beautiful girl and dress her the most beautiful, and say there's a jinn that comes. And you have to sacrifice that girl for the jinn. And then the river will flow again. And if we don't do that, the river won't flow. So these are all superstitious beliefs. They wrote to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he wrote back to them. And he wrote a letter to the river Nile. He addressed a letter to the river Nile, the Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. And he said, if you flow by the command of Allah, keep on flowing. And if you flow by any other command, by a girl being sacrificed for you, etc., we don't need your water anymore. That was the first and the last. Never ever again was any girl sacrificed. So what a ihsan on the ummah, that the superstition was taken away. Otherwise the most beautiful girl every year that was available, she had to be dressed with the most expensive jewelry and clothing, and she had to be kept there, and as the waters rose, then she should be washed away with the water. And she should be killed in that way, in that waters. How, what a great ihsan on the woman. But we don't understand the favors of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we did, we won't stop reading Durood Sharif. We won't stop reading Ash'ar in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From our heart, we will be thanking and we'll become die hard. And on the tariqah, the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we'll sacrifice our family prestige and our family position, our own position for our Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam. In one place where the Muslims conquered also, they said that on a certain night, jinnats come here. In the certain place, the Amir of the place, he said, I will sit in that room for the jinnats to come. And he sat the whole night and nothing happened. The jinnats are frightened for you. But when we act, any person, the minute you show you are weak, the weaker person will take advantage over you. But if you show you are strong, then the weak person also detests and stays away. So jinnats are very frightened for human beings. But when we show we are weak, we give in to them, we throw in the towel, they take advantage. So he said, and nothing happened. And since then, forever, they got saved from there. And innumerable such instances. But these were those people who were genuine people. Other people who are not genuine, they take money from people, and they con the people, they are so fraudulent, and they just exhaust the monies of the people. And how many people, and so to say, learned people. Especially in the West, with Western secular education, these people get up caught up more in these things. But very sadly, over the entire cross-section of the community, everyone goes to armies and goes to all these fake people, and now to these doctors here, totally fake people, and they go to them. So how Iman and how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has strengthened us. So, wala hamma, wala safara. And all the wrong beliefs of the month of Safar, there isn't anything like that also. Nothing like that exists also. So how much a person will make his Iman strong? And the method of making Iman strong, zikrullah. By making dhikr regularly. And in that also we are very weak. Going to an army, we won't miss an appointment. But to make our zikr, we are weak. Where we get connection with Allah, and we get the help of Allah, our tilawat, we are weak. But to go and spend money and to go to an army, we'll take out the time. No matter how busy our schedule. And we regard it also as something very important in our life, that I have to go to this army. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, in Karachi, one person's business was not running well. So as normal, he went to the army. So the army checked up and he told him that come back after 2 weeks and it will cost you 500 rupees, which in those days was a lot of money. Then he took him to a Qabristan out of Karachi, out of the city. And there he went, is looking around with what to detect underground, what you use?
Metal detector.
All the detectors. So he detectors, where's the jadu bari? So he planted it himself. He knew exactly. So he went there and he started digging. And then he found, here it is. And what was it? Some little bag, plastic bag with some dirty blood of the woman of the monthlies. And some needles and some wax and some all that filthy things. And then he said, I'll destroy this, your shop will run well. He came to Hazrat, I explained to Hazrat this happened. Hazrat said, he ate up your 500. He went and buried there himself. And then he just took you there and he went and dig it out. And with this, what these magicians do, on the play of the hand, they are very fast. Like when they take out the egg from your head and all those things. This is all what these people do. They learn that art. And then they come to your house, they search now where's the jadu. They put it in your cupboard somewhere without you realizing. And then searching, they find it. And they take it out. And people are so impressed that they take out from my stomach blood when they show me. And they do this and they do that. All fake things. One good amil, so to say. Amil also. He took young girls to the sea. At 12 o'clock at night you must bath in the sea. And you must open your hair and everything. Where is the permission for all this? But we don't realize it. When a person becomes desperate like this, he does all these funny things. So therefore, build your Iman. This month of Safar is a month to tell us, make hijrat from all. Don't be a weak person that you believe in all this jadu and witchcraft and the effect of jinn. That is right, it exists. But it has been overplayed. And we have been given our complete protection. Our three quls every day. Ayatul Kursi every day. Tilawat of Quran Sharif. These things are more than enough for us. You just make amal on that, and then inshallah you'll have no problems. So this is a month that we should not protect ourselves. Otherwise, all these things will bog you down and bring you to almost nothingness in this world. And you will be in a prison, or a mental prison, that this person has made jadu. I can't do anything. I'm useless. I'm lethargic, etc. One side depression, one side jadu. And leave you in between with nothing whatsoever. So may Allah Ta'ala bless us with the reality of this inshallah.
اس کے سوا کچھ اور نہیں مانتا ہوں. اصل مجھے دنیا کی خواہش نہیں, میں بخشش بوز جزا مانگتا ہوں.
Last night also, that when we are born, Then it is like our angel has come on the railway line. And our friend is going to ask us. And how long we are going to live? So many years, so many coaches. Good strength. But now 50, 60, how long we going to live? And we are on the platform and we are filling all our goods on the train all the time. Then each coach has got 12 departments, 12 months. Each month has got 30 departments. Each 30, one of the 30 departments have got again the 6, 24 or other parts in it. And each one has got 60 minutes, 60 seconds. And we are filling all the time. And we should see what we are filling. If we are letting the train go empty, we are doing nothing, our train is going empty. If we are filling it with dunya, then the train will offload that before it goes into the qabr. All the dunya will be offloaded, dunya stays behind. If we are committing sins, we are transporting and sending to our qabr snakes, scorpions, fire, punishment of the malaika. If we are doing good deeds, then that we are sending roses, flowers, the beautiful mansions and the beautiful houses and the hurul een and all the enjoyments of Jannah we are sending. So all the time we are sending, every moment, whether we are awake or whether we are sleeping. But the train is moving and we are filling it, or we are letting it go empty. Your whole night you can sleep, but if you make niyat that I'm sleeping, so that my body can regain its vigor, its strength again. And you, according to sunnah, you sleep at night. And how many more sunnahs you practice on, so much more you are filling in your train while you are sleeping also. You're going to your work from 8 in the morning to 6 in the afternoon. You are in your shop, in your work, etc. But you have made your niyat right. Though you are in dunya, you are still sending, you are filling up. And also, if our niyat is only dunya and we didn't transfer it, we didn't use it for good causes, then the train will offload it. Before it goes into the qabr, it will offload it. And at the end, we will be sitting in the last coach. And whatever we have sent front, that we are going to get. So a person must see all the time, what am I sending? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah وَلْتَنْزُرْ نَفْسُمْ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. Each person must consider what I have said for afterward. Together with that, one point that I wish to add is two points in fact. One is niyat and one is concentration and devotion. If we are sending our goods but without niyat, like now, if we made our zikr also and no niyat we made for the zikr, then it is like lifeless bodies we are sending. Like you are sending a hoor without life in her. And you are sending food which is gone off. Without niyat. And without concentration, that you have made the form of the thing. But inside it is, there is no weight, no empty cartons you are sending. There is no, the actual thing, if there is no concentration, no devotion, the inner qualities are not there, then we are just sending quantity, big, the coaches are overflowing with the big boxes and with the big cartons, but they are going empty. And there is nothing in it. And when we go there, we find that our namaz without concentration, now we all made zikr, what concentration we had? Or we were just passing our time. What niyat did we have? So every person's train is moving all the time. And every person is on the platform and everything is available to him. He can be sending good things, he can be sending bad things. He can let his train be going empty. Or he can be sending it with goods that the train will offload before it gets into the qabr. So we should consider this all the time. And if we just think of this, inshallah, we can make our time of dunya value. And it is all for one's own benefit. When we go in the qabr, nobody else is going to benefit. We will benefit what we have sent to our qabr. And some of us may have come with only 20 coaches, 30 coaches, 40 coaches, how many years of our life. But even if a person, one coach, and he has filled it up properly, with the right things, and one person had 100 coaches, but he's sending them empty, or he's sending them with all scorpions and snakes, etc. What will happen to that person? So may Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala let us realize in how many places in the Quran Allah has taken qasam on time. Wal asr, directly on time Allah has taken qasam. Wal fajr, the time of fajr. Wal shamsi, wal layli idha yaghshaha. Wal nahari idha jallaha. On the day, on the night, on how many places time is so valuable, and the various parts of time, day, night, fajr, night time, isha, all this Allah has taken oath on this, that these are very valuable. Don't waste your time. Don't just let your time go past like that. Make it valuable. And in the qabr, once we have entered, never ever can we return again. Though a person, Allah will ask, clearly it comes in the Quran Sharif, and in the hadith also, that what have you brought for? A person will say, Ya Allah, what you gave me, I increased it tremendously. I made it tenfold more, hundredfold more, thousandfold. Allah will ask, I'm asking, what did you bring here? The person again, and this is my nature by man, he'll say, no, I increased it, I made it. Allah will say, I'm asking, what did you bring here? He'll say, just give me chance, little to go and bring it. Allah will say, never ever. So, and of more than our money that we have increased, the most valuable asset is time. And what time we are wasting, and unfortunately, most of us, we're wasting too much time. So we're just doing nothing, or passing out. To rest is no problem, but rest what needed, to refreshen yourself, etc. To spend time with your family and children, no problem. That is also part of deen, but make niyat of it. Not just that by like an animal, that how he's spending time, but make niyat. And all that time, just for example, we're going to read one Supara Quran Sharif. Somebody can read in 15, somebody in 20 minutes, somebody takes in half an hour, somebody takes 40 minutes, 45 minutes to read a Supara. But if you just made your niyat in 1 minute, that whole reading of yours becomes so much more than as are there about 20 niyats a person can make when he's going to read Quran Sharif. If we made that niyat, and it takes a minute to make that niyat. Now that same reading, that same 40 minutes, 30 minutes you're going to spend, but just you spend that 1 minute, now your tilawat of yours has become so much more valuable. And so this is really what it is, that we come to the Khalqa to learn all this. And then to implement it. Which Hazrat Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali said, there isn't a single ayah, there isn't a single hadith in which there isn't tasawwuf. But he said, we don't understand what is tasawwuf. We make tasawwuf something out of this world. Some karamat and some to fly in the air is tasawwuf and buzurgi. To walk on the water, to know what's in the hearts and the minds of the people, to know the future, that is no buzurgi, no tasawwuf. The tasawwuf is that you act on that island. Simple as that. What you know, to make amal on it. We were in one place now, and we had a program for the ulama, and it was upstairs of the masjid. So we all climbed the stairs and we went up. When we sat down, so I asked them all, when climbing stairs going up, what is the sunnah dua to read? All knew immediately now, so all know. What is it? Allah. All know. Then I asked them, who read it now? They all said, nobody. Nobody said they read it. So I said, that is all what the tasawwuf is. Now we don't even need a bayan in front. The tasawwuf is only this, that what you know, practice upon. We can give so much bayans, etc., but how much are we practicing? We can talk so big and act so pious and put up a pious front, like we in the Hazrat's dua last night we read, the mask we have, a mask of piety. But inside, and we can't bluff anyone. We can't bluff Allah. Be sincere to yourself. And don't be stupid and bluff yourself also. Many of us, we bluff ourselves also. That people call me Hazrat, people call me Maulana, people, whatever they say about you, don't bluff yourself with them. And don't let it go through your mind and your head that I'm like this and I'm like that. You know yourself, how weak you are. In so many things you are so weak. And this is also Allah's mehrbani and kindness, that He has shown us. He has made us weak for the al-insan al-da'ifa. He has created us deep, weak, and He has shown it to us at every step you are weak. In everything you are weak. Then why are you still bluffing yourself, I'm very good and I'm very strong? We understand what you are. And a person who accepts reality, that person can move forward. But when you think, I'm very good, a person who's sick and he bluffs himself, I'm very healthy, he's not going to go for treatment, he'll never get his help. But a person who accepts that I'm sick, and that person will hopefully move forward. And then move in the right direction also. Which Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi right, that today a person regards poison as his medicine, then how can he get better? For example, all these what we call natural disasters, which are not natural disasters, but we say because of global warming. So now how are you going to get your energy? Then you don't understand, my sins, my wrongs that are bringing this upon me. Mankind realizes this. Then a person will go in the right direction. So when to get the correct diagnosis, this is also very important. Otherwise, the ummati, we diagnose ourselves incorrectly. The ummat, today what is it being diagnosed by the doctors of the ummat? We need secular education. We need university education. Our woman must be out at work. We must earn more. We must relax parda. Parda don't make it a strict type of parda. So the antidote, the poison, we are prescribing that for the ummah. So when the diagnosis is wrong, how can the result, how can the, and what is right, that maintain parda properly. And for example, acquire Islamic education. Otherwise even remain uneducated. Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali, now a person can understand, hopefully otherwise many good people also had objection on this word, that to leave your child as a street sweeper is better than sending him to the schools and the universities. In other words, here as a street sweeper, his iman will be saved. And Rosie, Allah has taken responsibility. We are taking responsibility of what we are not responsible. Allah has taken that responsibility to feed. And how many people in the world are unemployed? Are they dying? Are their families dying? They are all living. So, and the animals, which employment they got? The elephants, which factory they going to work in? And the lions, which office they have to go to? Nothing. But they are all getting their roses. Allah is the giver. But that we have taken. So what is our poison? We have made that our medicine. And what was our medicine and our vitamin? We regard that as haram. And we have to stay away from it. So the diagnosis is wrong, then how can we go right? So therefore, this reality comes into it. And for this, a person must give all his time and meditate on this. If not even 1 minute a day, if not 24 hours, 1 minute a day, and ponder in which direction I am going. I'm going in my tabat, that is, that we don't think of also. That is a hard fact which nobody, one great, so to say, great philosopher of the past, he said the worst calamity and the worst thing in the world is death. Whereas if you understand what is death, you cherish the Sahaba and the pious, make dua for death. But when we don't know what is death, and that dunya is your object, and Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, our Shaykh, explained that when a person, if dunya was our object of life, then there should be no death. But this, that the death comes and nobody can escape death. Absolutely nobody. You can be the most hardcore atheist, or you can be the most pious person, whoever, death has to come to everyone. And the fact that death comes is a clear proof that accumulating and amassing all your wealth and your dunya and then leaving it all behind, that is the work of a most foolish person. And where you're really going to, if you prepare for that, that is a wise person. Which Bahlul, who was a Majzoo in the time of Harun al-Rashid, and Majzoo stopped all things which we think are upside down. But we are upside down. They are the right side up. So Harun al-Rashid told him, Bahlul, you're a very stupid person. Everything, you think of it the wrong way and upside down. So I'm giving you my walking stick and you can find somebody more stupid than you. Who you find, you give him this walking stick. So a few months passed like this, and then Harun al-Rashid became ill, terminally ill. So they were good friends also, so he came and visited him again. So he asked him, you found somebody? He said, no, nobody whatsoever till today. So then he asked Harun al-Rashid, you are now so ill, the king, Bacha, and you are on your dying bed. He said, yes. He said, while you are living hale and healthy, you visited various parts of your country regularly to see things are going right, etc. He said, yes. And you made full preparation for you, your whole entourage, it was going, accommodation, security, intelligence, everything, food, you made your full. He said, of course, yes, everywhere. You think I'm like you, I just would go away like that. I made my full preparation. So he says, now you are going to die, you are going in your qabr. Have you sent your people in advance to make your security and to make your accommodation? He said, Behlul, you're so stupid. How can you send anyone there to make preparation? He said, Harun al-Rashid, in that case, I found you to be the most stupid person. Here's your stick, I give it back to you. That where you're going permanently, where you're going temporarily, you prepared so much. Every finest detail you saw to. You had your checklist to see, nothing is left out. Everything must be done. But where you're going finally and you're going to live forever, for there you didn't prepare. So I find you to be the... So we shouldn't fool ourselves. The real life is the life of Akhirat. And our train is moving. And we are filling all the time, every moment. Or we are leaving it empty to go, or we are filling harmful things, bad things for ourselves. And who can be so stupid that where you are going to go permanently, you are sending snakes there. And you are sending scorpions there. And crocodiles for there. Who can be so stupid to do that? So be one. That's a wise person to prepare. And what you're leaving behind, your dunya is staying behind. Your dunya is going to stay behind. For that we are preparing all the time. Worry about our health. Anyway, the child is born, before the child, we are worried about the child. The mother is going clinic, buying clothes, buying all the things for the child. Child birth, we are preparing all the time. With the best kind of colleges, the best clinic, the best woman who can deliver the baby or whatever, or the cheapest, or whatever every person sees. After that, again, all the details, mother goes for checkup, baby's checkups, injection, then the health of the child, the clothing, then schooling of the child, then the playing of the child. When the child grows up, for the haram entertainment of the child, the whole world is engaged in all that. Whether it's music, whether it's videoing, whether it's all other type of things, outings, for the haram entertainment, how much is done for the child? Now when he's going to get married, now for his house, for his job, his car, the whole world is working. And for his real mission, that nothing is being done. So let us open our eyes, and at least if nobody else listens, you consider yourself. Even if your wife and children want to listen, you worry about yourself. Influence your children, influence your family, your friends, your close people. Make all of us realize that is our real life. May Allah give us all the time.
سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا مولانا محمد وعلى آثار المين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اشرح صدورنا للإسلام اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت ولي مولاها يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم إن قلوبنا ونواصينا وجوارحنا بيدك لم تملكنا منها شيئا فإذا قلت ذلك بنا فكن أنت ولينا واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل اللهم اجعل ربك عقل شاعرنا واجعل خشيتك عقل شاعرنا واقطع عنا حاجات الدنيا بالشوق إلى لقائك وإذا أقرت عين على الدنيا من دنياهم فأكرر أعيننا بعبادتك اللهم أصل وارحم وتجاوز واغفر وهد أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير قزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين اللهم احفظنا من كل فتن ما ظهر من عبطا اللهم قنا من فتن فتنة الدنيا ومن شر فتنة النساء. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاء، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم. ربنا اجعلنا مقيمين الصلاة ومن ذريتنا، ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا، لا سيما لشيخنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات على الأحياء والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.